Track 3, Culture and Poetry. A black country afternoon out. Everyone loves a great variety show. Just look at Britain's Got Talent. Well, here is a show that is bursting at the seams with talent. Not only that, but it is full of variety. Comedy, music, and even a tribute or two. Come along to this event on the 15th of October at Dudley Town Hall from 2 p.m. onwards. Tickets for this event will cost £12 with a booking fee also required. For further information, please call the box office on 01384 812 812. Jimoyne, Ramble On. Superb, world-class stand-up from the Irishman from Australia, acclaimed worldwide as one of live comedy's true masters. Jimoyne brings his brilliantly observed, ever-evolving and hilarious comedy to Dudley Town Hall for one night only as part of his latest smash hit tour. This event takes place on the 18th of October at Dudley Town Hall from 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this event will cost £18.50 with a booking fee also required. For further information on this event, please call the box office on 01384 812 812. Wear It Pink Charity Dance. Charity event in aid of the breast cancer campaign taking place on the 18th of October, Cornbow Hall in Halesowen from 8 p.m. There will be lots of entertainment on the night. Tickets for this event cost £7. You can find out more by calling 0121 501 2917. Through the Decades with Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly. Come along to Briley Hill Civic Hall and listen to the great classics by Roy Orbison and Buddy Holly, taking place on the 17th of October from 7:30 p.m. Tickets for this event will cost £18.50 with a booking fee also required. You can find out more about this event by calling 01384 573381. Vintage Peaky Night Out. A night of swing, jive, wail and jump. Live entertainment from Sarah Probert, followed by DJ Andy AV8 and Showgirls. Come along to the night out at the Station Hotel on the 12th of October from 8 p.m. Tickets for this event will cost £15. For further information, please call 01384 253418. And finally, for culture, lunchtime poetry reading. We are bringing diverse and distinctive poetry to Dudley. We have a broad scope of artists performing who appeal to people from all backgrounds, providing people with an insight into accounts and deliberations of the human mind. This event will take place at Saturday Books on Dudley High Street from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. For more information about this event, call 079 771 62201. And now over to my poetry. I've got three poems for you today. One very small one, a Halloween one, and a tale all about myself, a very personal tale. And the first one. I love books, that's a simple fact, any volume, tome or tract. I love books to read and to possess, but I hate to dust them, I confess. And so, despite disapproving looks, I own a collection of dirty books. Boom, boom. Halloween. This is called All Hallows E'en in Bedford Falls, 1846. 'Twas on All Hallows E'en in sleepy Bedford Falls. Frank had finished the graveyard shift when he heard pool room calls. He took a short cut through the churchyard. The moon was behind a cloud. He thought he heard ghostly voices. He dared not look around. He felt the touch of icy fingers soft against his cheek, something tugging at his coat, hands clutching at his feet. He heard howls of fiendish laughter which filled his heart with dread. He closed his eyes in terror, and frantically he fled. He tumbled into an open grave, newly dug, full 6 feet down. He lay in a seeming catatonic state. Falling leaves became his shroud. Frank disappeared from out of this world, a puzzle that no one could explain, though tales were often told in that sleepy town in Maine. Now at Halloween in the churchyard, if brave folk hold their ground, ghostly cries of Frank are heard, a ghastly, bone-chilling sound. Some town folks say it's natural, it's just the wind through the trees, but others swear that it is Frank. They can hear his desperate pleas. The funeral which followed on from Frank's fateful fall into the grave did not crush the poor fellow, so, for a while, his life was saved. But in a future time, if grave clearers work thoroughly and with no slips, they will undoubtedly find a skeleton that is missing its fingertips. Ooh. And finally, salutary tale. This is true. This happened to me. If you go down in your garden today, you could be in for a big surprise. Well, you could if you do what I did. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was carrying a heavy burden, a strimmer, a cable reel, and a rake. My mind was on higher things. I think the poetry of William Blake. Well, if truth were known, I was pondering on what to have for tea. I'm on a strict diet now, you see, so this is important to me. Suddenly, something attacked my right leg with a ferocity beyond belief. I swung around only to find my other leg in its teeth. Well, not in its jaws exactly. That was just in my mind. What I'd done was accidentally trigger the strimmer that was in my hand. A little shocked by all the blood, not to mention the pain, I went and sought out my dear one for sympathy and some aid. "What the heck have you been doing?" he took a look and calmly said. So I sheepishly explained about carrying the things to the shed. Do you know what he said next? "Are you waiting with bated breath?" He said, "Golly, I bet that stings." Then went down the garden to collect the strimmer and the rest of the garden things. He loves me, really.